This next song is a song that's really dear to me. In 1958, my grandfather, John Francis Wiltshire Butler, he passed away in a bushfire in Nanup. He was fighting it with a group of people, and he died with three other men. And he left his widow wife, Philippa, my grandmother, and eight children, the youngest being 7 months and the oldest being 10. And he used to play guitar very much like this. This is a national, but he used to play a 1930s dobro guitar. And my grandmother said, the first child to learn how to play will receive their dad's guitar. And so for some reason or another, my father and my seven uncles and aunties didn't learn how to play. And I did. I did at the age of 16. I had to break my arm twice, and doing some other stuff, I somehow still managed to learn how to play the guitar. And I received it on my 16th birthday, and I didn't know what to do with it at all. I was into Jane's Addiction and The Cure and NWA and like De La Soul and Soundgarden and Pearl Jam, Bob Marley, and I just didn't know what to do with something like this. I wasn't into blues music, and I wasn't in the country. I didn't think I was. And then all of a sudden I saw a great artist named Jeff Lang play and discovered open tuning kind of around the same time. I started busking, discovered open tuning, and I saw Jeff, and Jeff kind of changed my life. And all of a sudden he made roots music make sense to me, so I pulled out this guitar and started playing on it. And beautiful thing. This is not it, unfortunately. I don't take it out on the road because I think baggage handlers from a very young age learn a word called fragile and somehow means throw. And I don't know. I've seen it firsthand. It's like fragile. Ooh, waka! It's like if you didn't put fragile on it, they'd probably place it down. But the minute they see fragile, fragile. Stupid fragile. Anyways, my grandfather used to always play the song, and to the point where my grandmother got sick of hearing it. And I always thought I'd and wanted to learn this song one day, and then my grandmother got sick, and I thought I'd miss my opportunity to play it to her. I thought she was going to pass, and so I went out and I learned it really quickly, and I went to her and I played the song, and she didn't pass. And now we sing it every time we're together. And it's a lovely old Irish song, and it kind of fits in with the whole history of longing and loss and missing someone you love. And it's a song called Danny Boy. So I'll play it for you now.